It takes two to make things go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. Woo!
Welcome to Coffee with Kyle, the show about entrepreneurs and creators twice a week.
Their journey, their show.
I'm KB.
And I'm KW.
And we're the Kyles. Kyles. Cheers.
Yes, it's a good day today. My name is Fabio, and I'm on Coffee with Kyles.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So, Fabio, how do you take your coffee?
Double-double, man, here in Canada. Double-double. Double-double Tim Hortons is what you would normally say. You just go up there, double-double, two cream, two sugar.
That's nice. It. Nice.
Yeah, that's the signature Tim Hortons. You just double-double, and that's it.
Love it, man. So Fab, what are you most obsessed with in your professional life right now in two words?
Two words. I'm going to say telling stories. And the reason I say that is because that applies to both my career, so whether it's as a partnership specialist in marketing and branding, or on the personal side of things, whether it's on LinkedIn or, you know, speaking to students, what have you. Everything is about stories, telling stories, talking about how it relates to other people. And that's one of the things I just love, because when you tell stories, people can relate to it. So yeah, everything I do is telling stories and getting people to connect with the journey that I'm on, and as well as myself with theirs.
That's awesome, man. So when did you realize that you were an avid storyteller?
I don't even know. Like, it was, I would say probably, it hasn't been that long, but I'm going to say I've always enjoyed stories, and I took a course here in Hamilton on storytelling, and it was part of a leadership certificate through the University of McMaster University, and I took leadership and innovation, and on the leadership stream there was a really good course on business storytelling, and I just loved it. And one of the instructors said, she was such a great storyteller and such a good speaker, and she said, I have probably about 80 stories in my back pocket that I've memorized that I can pick out no matter where I'm speaking, and I can take one and I apply it to whatever the topic is, and I just mold that story that I've past experience, childhood, whatever it is, and I take that that story and I can mold it to whatever speaking engagement it is, different topics, and I can relate it. And she said, a lot of people don't realize is it's not just telling stories on a whim, but people prepare them, they know them. And I was like, that's so interesting. So I love that. I love that course. And I really started to think about marketing in the modern day, like 2018, and how important storytelling is, and showcasing your brand in a way that people can connect with. A good story requires emotion. Like, it really does. People need to connect with it from an emotional standpoint, right? That's why you see good brands, when they tell stories, they always hit an emotional side of things. And that could be like, it could be anger, that could be sadness, that could be happiness, it could be humorous, right? Those are things that like trigger an emotion within us. And what a lot of people don't realize, and I'm no doctor, but in our brains, like, there's the part of our brain that is in charge of decision making, which is, I think, the prefrontal cortex, is also in charge of our emotions. So that's why, like, when you're super sad, you see someone that's like super sad and they go through like a breakup and they're like, I just want to go binge shopping. They make bad decisions because of the emotional response, right? So then the same side of things, that from a marketing or branding standpoint, you can connect with somebody from an emotional standpoint, telling a story, what have you, that triggers a good emotion in their brain, which causes them to make a decision to be like, I love that brand or I love that product. I want to make that purchase decision, right? So it's so interesting how storytelling can connect people to make decisions from a marketing standpoint or from a business standpoint, but also from just a personal development standpoint. Like, if someone tells a story that you can really relate to, that decision can be like, that really motivated me, and it could motivate somebody into action, making a decision to change their life, to change their current situation. So everything's about storytelling, and it gets people to getting to that emotional side of things. And that's what I love about it, because that grips people. That's what makes it fun to tell those stories and then see people make those concrete decisions to change their situation, which is what I love.
Well, I love that. And my frontal cortex is telling me to emotionally respond with caffeinated questions.
Hey, Fab, left or right?
I'm gonna have to go left because I'm a lefty.
Me too. Likewise.
I'm a lefty, so.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
The weird ones that wear the watch on the wrong side.
Yes, yes. Or like when we're drawing, you get the pencil like on your hand. You know what I mean? All yeah, day, all right there. During exams and stuff. Oh yeah.
Spiral notebooks are not friendly. They're not. No. Karaoke, solo or duet?
Oh, duet, man. 100%. 100%. God, can't
swing
do it alone.
Dance, swing dancing or jazz dancing?
Swing dancing. Got more energy to it. I love it.
Audiobooks or physical books?
Audiobooks. It's easier for me to consume.
Sun or moon?
Gotta go sun, man, on that one.
Math or science?
Ooh, both are terrible. I have to go with science.
The Beatles or Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin.
And then last thing, would you rather fly in space forever or swim in the ocean forever?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go ocean. I'm going to have to go ocean because you can still meet people there at least. People can meet you at sea or whatever, right?
People can meet you
at sea and you're going to have to go... You know, bring the boats together or something, you know, as opposed to being in space, no one can see it.
Merman!
Yes, we will morph into mermans.
All right, time for an espresso shot, the big lurching question. Fab, if you could drink coffee or whatever you want to drink with anybody that has ever lived or ever will live, who would it be? And more important than that, what would you talk about? What would you ask them?
Over coffee.
Or whatever.
Ooh, good question. I'm going to have to say, like, and this is, like, dead or alive, or is this people that are living today?
Yeah. Anyone that's ever
dead
lived.
Or alive. Okay.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive. I'm going to have to say, actually, my faith is a big part of my life, so I'm going to have to say Jesus Christ. So I'm going to say, like, being able to sit with him and chat with him would be quite an experience. It'd be pretty cool. At the same time, like, what would I ask him? I don't know. Like, I would just ask him about his life and... just get to know him a little better, that sort of thing in real life, which would be awesome. Get closer with him, and then from another standpoint, I would probably say there's a guy that I've always really wanted to meet. Hopefully, I get the chance to one day. Awesome coach and consultant. His name is Brendan Burchard. Love his stuff. So he's another one that I would say who's probably living today that I'd love to meet. Pick his brain and have a coffee with and chat with him over his journey. His story is quite amazing as well in terms of how he went from where he is to where he is today as one of the best coaches in the world.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what we'll do is we'll look him up and then we'll drop him right down there and tag him.
You know what I was going to say? I was going to say that I think Fabio just changed the format of the show because that just gave me an idea. Like now it would be like the double espresso shot. Who would you have coffee with that's dead?
Ooh, double espresso.
Alive. The double espresso shot.
There you go.
I love it. I love it.
So, Fab, one last thing. Parting piece of guidance, parting thought, or a thought-provoking question for the viewers, your call.
Ooh, okay. I would say, especially in our careers or in business, no matter what, we have this notion that... we, for whatever reason, want to go at things alone and just like plug away and put our head down. There's that great quote, right? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's one of the biggest things that I've really learned is just bring people together that you guys can share on that journey with, just like you guys together doing it, right?
Living
You're not doing it just
living
one.
Proof.
You're doing it to living proof, right? We're go together and. Build a community of people and you'll go further instead of doing things alone all the time. And plus, who wants to celebrate your wins and successes, your accomplishments alone? You want to do it with other people that are there and that you can celebrate with along the way. So that's one of the biggest things is seek out people that you can bring along that journey and take them with you and work alongside to accomplish those goals. So that's one of the biggest things, especially for me. I would say when I first started, I wasn't like that. I was like, put your head down, do this alone, and then, you know, things change for me.
Cool. Kyle, can you assist me real quick?
Of course I can.
Hurry, it's hot. Oh, he's stuck.
He's stuck.
Unstuck.
Oh,
Jesus.